start using cutting-edge Warp Speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well,
non-brand
service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Broadcasting live from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, here is your host, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moments. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Welcome to episode 65. So are you excited that we're so much closer to the summer than what we were last week? I only say that kiddingly. Of course, I would imagine that you're excited about it being close to summer, depending if you take summer vacation or not. If you don't take summer vacation, I'm sure it doesn't matter one way or the other. But that's not important. But how are you? What are you doing? How are things going? Well, today we have an interesting one, and I don't know. I don't mean that in a weird, strange kind of way, but today I have the great opportunity to speak with author K. Scott. And he wrote a book called Drive Me to Think. And I have to tell you, his approach to safety is much different than others. And I really want you to pay close attention to this conversation. And it's different than, I want to say, the other 64 conversations that I've had. And I mean that in a great way. K. Scott does have a pretty interesting way on how he views safety and what he's trying to accomplish with this new method. I don't know if I should say new method, but this new approach to what he's doing with safety. Take a listen to it here on Safety FM.
You are listening to a renowned safety expert, Dr. Jay Allen, on Safety FM.
Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time. Join the fun on social media and find us on Facebook at Safety FM.
Hi, everybody. Todd Conklin. I know lots of you get your information while you drive down the road or sit on planes or sit in meetings and look interested. And now you should know that three of my books are available for your listening pleasure on Audible. With the help of Jay Allen and Safety FM, we've produced three of the books, Workplace Fatalities, The Five Principles of Human Performance, and my very first book, Simple Revolutionary Acts, and they're available now where you get audiobooks.
But really, when I found you, I was mostly interested in, how did this whole thing start for you? How did this journey start before you got to the book aspect? Because, of course, the book's going to be a portion of it, but how did this whole thing start?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is just commuting on Long Island each morning. I was in the habit of listening to some kind of self-help slash spiritual types of CDs from, you know, some of my faves, and I have the book, I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, it's called A Course in Miracles, and that just turned out to be one of my, you know, favorite books, so I had that on audio, and I just found, and in fact, when I speak about this, it was actually one day and one particular event where it was just someone, you know, going slowly in the left lane, and the CD at the exact time I was doing the, you know, middle lane going around, passing to the right, and doing the very mean glare. The CD was speaking about unconditional forgiveness, and then I saw it was, you know, a woman that could have been my, you know, my mom, just trying to get to work safely, perhaps, you know, not, you know, very aware of, you know, trying to use the left lane for passing, that kind of thing. And I felt shame. I felt shame, and I felt shamed all day. And then shortly, I started then practicing, you know, forgiving people, you know, while commuting both ways. And I started being a lighter, happier person at work. I started, you know, my emails, you know, to people that started getting, you know, nicer and more thoughtful. And I guess it was I had been doing now that for quite a while, listening to the CDs and commuting. But it was a couple weeks after where a church project was posed. What could you do, you know, just on your own that might help spread peace? And you know, I thought, you know, I might have something with this crazy driving where we're all just a little bit less patient and a little bit more contentious when we get behind the wheel for some reason. And I started studying, and I pose a theory to that. But it struck me that, you know, if it's a little more difficult for most of us to be ourselves or be nicer when we're driving, what a great place to practice, you know, this art of forgiveness, which I was actually, you know, starting to do. So I said, you know, what a great practice ground for forgiveness in life to do it where it's a little more difficult, kind of like weightlifting. You lift heavier weights to get stronger or to grow that muscle. So that was the idea. And then, so I took that up as a church project, and I wasn't even sure, you know, I wanted to write a book, but I said, you know, but the thought was, okay, you know, this could be my answer to that project. So that's how the book came about. Then I started really studying more about the law of attraction and fitting that into being a great reason to practice forgiveness while driving, so that it comes out more naturally or readily in life. And that gave me the big why that's within the book, and that, you know, a lot of people I've spoken to said, no, you know, I love your idea, but that the woman needs to know she shouldn't be in the left lane. And I said, well, you know, if you're doing it, you know, out of the goodness of your heart, you know, you do it in a different way than we kind of normally do, as speeding by for effect and glaring. And, oh, no, that's the only way, you know. So then the why has to be, well, don't you realize all you're doing is you know, getting negativity within yourself, and then therefore attracting negativity into your life, perhaps.
What we'll do here is we'll start getting into the concepts of the books, but I still kind of want to go through that journey piece, if you don't mind. And here's what I'm looking at. So you're saying that when you started with this, it was more of a church approach, and you were inside of a church, and this was kind of a church-driven project. So do you feel that there was a heavy Bible influence into this? I know that you talked about The Secret, but we'll get to that, of course, further down the conversation as we go. But is that where you kind of took some of the concepts then?
Yeah, I think there was a synergy. Yeah, of course, the Christian faith, more of a universalist Christian, which is kind of the church out on Long Island. But yeah, it was based on forgiveness, and not just, you know, I often say this, that feeling good Sunday for 2 hours and in that great mood, and all the people, you know, after church kind of having coffee together, but then you go out and go to drive home, and is it not 5 or 10 minutes before you're, you know, cursing someone under your breath, you know, while driving home from church? So it was a way of taking, you know, that feeling, the Christian forgiveness part of the faith, or that you know, overriding part, the major part of it, and bringing it with you from church and into the car, and then, you know, as long and as to as many places as possible. So yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of us operators that are behind the wheel, I think we run into the Jekyll and Hyde scenario from time to time when it comes to when you're driving. And I think it's interesting how you use the church aspect of, you know, once you leave the church, all of a sudden, boom, you know, you run into this particular scenario, and I can attest to it. As much knowledge base I have about improper driving, what you need to do based on just different trainings and being an instructor, I entirely understand what I'm supposed to do, but somebody cuts me off and I have that moment where I'm not reflecting properly. So yeah. as you're taking these as Bible concepts and you're tying them in, is there a particular book of the Bible that you're looking into? Is it like Proverbs? Is it something else? Or is it a little bit of everything? Or how are you going about doing the foundation work here?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I quote from the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, and in fact the Quran in the book, just to show that forgiveness is a theory that runs through all of them. I quote more, however, from the book I mentioned, A Course in Miracles, which is a very forgiveness-based, and in fact, they say, it sounds odd, but the way that book came together, it's a very, very interesting story. There is no human author. It was, there was a woman that had a voice in her head. She was actually a Jewish woman here in New York City, and for 7 years, the voice was rattling off, you know, all these concepts that were deep and deeper than her, and she claims no, someone helped her with it. It's an interesting story. Anyway, they say the author is, among others, Jesus Christ, in fact, telling us how to forgive. It's a course, it's a text, and it's 1,200 pages, and it's pretty incredible. So, it, you know, in that way, I try to stay neutral on the religion, the actual religion, and kind of cover them all and say that, you know, perhaps that's not the important part. What's important is what we're doing in the now, or what I call exactly what you just described, which is a moment opportunity, which is when you're in it, when you're in that, you know, rising anger type of setting. In that instance, you know, you're actually choosing one of two paths. And if you can head off the path of anger and reaction, and even just the thought and the, you know, under your breath, you know, name calling, you can do that. Your life goes in a different direction. You're in a different vibration. You're in a different attractive state, attraction state at that moment. And so the book discusses the importance of those moment opportunities, that is preparing for them. And then because you know you'll be attracting the things you want to do, be, and have in your life each time you decide correctly, that you're actually excited for the next opportunity to forgive someone. And it actually works. And if there's commitments in the plan, you said we're going to talk about that a bit later, but those are the tenets of it, is to create the why, to create the desire to stay with positive attraction, to stay in that good mood, to actually have a scenario, a mental imagery of a scene, or more of them, but it's a success vision that is your go-to vision. That is the interrupter, that when you feel it rising, that there's actually a what I call a trinity of forgiveness. There are three steps to forgiveness. The first one is probably the one most of us, especially in driving scenarios, the only one we need, and that is to ask yourself quickly the question, have I ever done that before? So if someone cuts you off, or if someone wrote up the stripes, have I ever done that before? When I was 18 years old, when I was late for a flight, when I was, you know, in some kind of emergency situation, or just that I was, you know, a young, you know, person that just drove differently than I do now that I'm older. Have I ever done that? If the answer is yes, then you're right there. Your forgiveness. You would have appreciated someone forgiving you when you did it. And there you go. And you just refocus on your success vision and enjoy the fact that you just chose correctly. You just forgave, you know. There are two more steps with that stuff to get into minutia. But that's the overriding thing, is that you have to want to forgive for all the good reasons. You know, even if it's selfish, even if it's more, yeah, I want more success in my life, therefore I'm going to forgive. That's a great way to start, because we are, of course, talking about safety here as well. So the benefits are, you're in a better mood, you become a better person, you attract the things you want in your life. But everyone's, you know, there's a wrinkle of safety that spreads just from you. And when you do let someone in, or you do wave, if you've made a miscue, you know, there's a whole chapter I call The Wave, which is a mini miracle of it, and how it actually, you know, when you miscue, if you wave up in your rearview mirror, it's hard for big trucks and all, but just as drivers, you wave up in your rearview mirror, hey, my bad. It's an amazing thing. The person backs off farther than you'd think. I tell a little story. But, you know, backs off, and there's no grinding, there's no tailgating, and it's just to show appreciation. And it's, like I say, a mini miracle just in the habit of waving. And I, you know, my kids will attest, that, you know, I'm kind of a crazy happy waiver. Wave, you know, come on in, wave, you know, sorry, you know, just even if there might be, you know, that little hint, because the more we drive, the more you have these little things. Oh, why did you move over if you're not going to, go faster, that kind of thing. If I feel that I've done that, you know, I know from experience driving that you know, someone might be having that little, even subconscious, oh, what a jerk, why do you move over when you didn't have to? I just get, you know, a little wave. And it's quite amazing the reactions I get, and even people just driving when they have, you know, drive by, or we stop at a light, which is a story I tell. We stop at a light, and it's like, hey, yeah, wave and thumbs up, and it's a diametric shift to what happens too often, which is, like I said, the high beaming, the lesson teaching, the tailgating, and then the, you know, these mini road rages that happen all the time, and then all of a sudden you're in a hateful mood, the next person, you know, and it's just it's an energy shift, and it truly is these moments that you have the opportunity to forgive or to wave or to not. And that changes the whole direction of your day. And I have, you know, two chapters in the book that one is the typical angry, late for work, you know, heated kind of experience. And then one is the diametrically different shift, and how it creates, you know, opportunities and joy and better relationships and ultimately, which is all that matters, is a better ongoing happy joyous mood.
You almost have to be careful though with the hand waving at first, because some people might take it as you trying to give them the international number one sign, and that's for sure something you want to make sure that you're avoiding. But I understand what you're saying. If you do that communication piece on where you actually reference, hey, I made a mistake. And I agree with you. Yes, they will, the person in the other vehicle, for the most part, will adjust in regards of what's going on. So I think it makes perfectly good sense. I also don't want you to give away your book. I mean, you're giving it away, essentially. You're giving you a good chunk of information. Now, I wound up I had a couple of questions that came out of there. Number one, do you feel that the larger portion of the groups that you speak to are church-based groups, or do you feel that it's more along the lines of the general public?
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the first of the. What was the first one?
Do you speak mostly to church-based groups, or do you speak to the general public? Because you kind of have a some different concepts there, so that's why I'm asking that question.
Yeah, no, it's more general public, especially this newer. It's been a lot of high schools and small colleges. This new one that is for operators and professional drivers and, you know, those types of, they're all going to be group, you know, mixed groups, some that believe in things, some that don't. So again, it's, even though it is ultimately forgiveness, it is also, you know, the realization that, you know, forgiving and being patient and showing respect to others, it's a double benefit. The person you forgave benefits, but you benefit. The mood that you carry around and drive around in benefits. Everyone benefits from the safety aspect of it. It is general public. I don't go out of my way to only speak to people that are religious or.
We'll say faith-based, because sometimes people take the wrong thing if you say religious. Now, I'm going to ask you this. I mean, I'll tell you what caught my attention when I first had seen your stuff online was decreased driving incidents by 10 to 30%. And you know how that's marketed. That is going to be an eye catcher regardless. And by what I'm understanding by what you're saying is it's really how your mental shift and attitude is inside of the vehicle that will cause that change to occur. Am I going down the correct path with this?
That's absolutely right. It is the why. Now that the figure is based on all the feedback we got from, driving students, from the book itself, where people actually, wrote in and said, I'm actually doing that. Have I ever done that before thing? And it works every time, you know, that kind of thing. There are a couple of tips of just quick things, because again, it's in the moment. So you need to have that quick. There are commitments throughout the book, and they're great for every driver, but especially for younger drivers. And we boil them down, and the advice from the book is to put them in the car and reread them each time before you start the car. So that, sets the mind focus. But the important part, and to answer your question a bit more directly, yes, it is a mood changer. It is focusing on that why, which, again, I say there's a success vision that could be, we go through how to do it and, you know, try to use all the senses in that success vision. And the question is, hey, do you want that success vision to happen? If you do, then you're going to focus on forgiveness while you're driving. And it becomes a fun self-challenge. And like I said, the natural effect is that it carries over into your life.
Okay, so that's where we're going to go next. Definitely then, that sounds like you're taking, like you said earlier, some of the concepts of The Secret, and you're tying them into it. Is that conceptual? So you're taking pieces of that, tying it in, and of course you've mentioned some of the other things that you were tying in there. So your mental shift is bringing it forward to you by that, based on what you're thinking, or depending on, you know, who you're speaking to, putting out to the universe. Am I going down the right path? Because it's kind of one of those subjects, you know, I don't have tons of information on, but I want to understand the mental model as, you know, this is being delivered.
Yes, you are precisely right. The shift is what we're striving for. In the seminars, I spend the first portion of it after introducing myself and my story and all. It's focused on setting a mood, and it's setting a mood of through videos. I put together, and they're just some of the videos that have, and stories that have struck me throughout that are undeniably based or dependent on an unseen world. Meaning there's something going on. There is some spirituality, unseen, outside of physical time space, that are undeniably that there's something going on out there. So the mood setting is about that. One of my favorite books is Biocentrism, and it goes into all of the observer, the requirement of an observer to create time, physical time space reality. But there is quantum physics and quantum theories that prove that time space is a construct, that things are happening outside, undeniably outside of time space as well, where actual time is bent and time actually subatomic particles can actually change something that already happened. So pretty amazing. And I use examples from that to create this, whoa, there's got to be something. He's right. There's got to be something happening outside of, you know, what I think is physical reality. Once that mood is set, then, you know, I dig into the belief by citing the biocentrism, by citing different stories. And it's all to create a belief in the law of attraction, that our thoughts and moods create our physical time-space realities. And once we get to that belief where it's kind of built up, the mood is one of, holy cow, there's stuff going on, and two, there's all these facts that support it, and three, the stories of actual law of attraction, things happening. Now, once the audience is believing in the law of attraction, all of a sudden there's a realization, whoa, I better be careful about my negativity and about my mood. I don't want, you know, bad things coming into my life. I want to do this. What do we do? So then this, you know, there's a portion on setting who we want to be in this life. So it's a little introspection. It's a little bit of a trick into seeing yourself as, you know, someone or the aspects or characteristics of someone you admire. And then two, it's creating the success vision. And then once you have a vivid success vision, that you really, really want, and it involves loved ones, and it involves sunny this or skiing that, and just what you consider a perfect type of experience that you want in your life, and often it involves having more money and, you know, all of these things, so, which is all okay. As long as you really want it, then the way that vision is going to come true via the law of attraction is, one, thinking about it, which is always your go-to vision when you feel negativity rising. It's forgive quickly and go to your vision. Just go to your vision, and you all of a sudden you stop thinking about the person that did that or didn't do that or cut you off here, and you're instead focused on something that makes you happy. And by doing that, you actually one, creating its attraction, but two, you're just in a better mood. You're in a better mood for the drive. And again, this is all about safety. you become a safer driver by not engaging in any of this stuff and being in a good mood and being in a patient, forgiving mood, which is what happens.
Well, it's interesting that you're saying that because you're tying in quantum mechanics into this, and you're going as far as talking about non-physical matter reality and physical matter reality all in the same sentence in regards to how you're structuring this, also about what tying it into the Quran, the secret, and into the Bible. Very interesting approach, much different than what I would have ever expected this conversation going.
That's
a good thing, because I'll tell you, I have conversations with people about quantum mechanics quite often, and it's not an easy conversation for most people. And we don't do it on the show. It's not common on the show, just a reference. So some people might be a little bit thrown off by it. But when you start talking quantum mechanics, it's interesting on the way that you approach it. I also tell people, if you've ever seen at this point, it will be considered an older movie called Interstellar. There is a portion of that movie that they talk about that hyperloop, and they show that wormhole portion, which makes sense to the conversation.
Interesting. Interstellar. I'm making a note here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a great movie. I'm just saying that there's a portion about it that has that information in there.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting approach on how you've moved forward with this in regards of tying all these different concepts together. Now, you did reference that you do seminars, and I had seen it on your website. Now, is this something that you're booked out quite ahead of time, or can they just get it if people are interested in getting in contact with you and getting further in and going into a seminar? Is this something that you come to them, they go to you, or how does that work?
Yeah, it can be any of those. Generally, I go to them, and generally, where it's either on premises where they have a big room, and I'm doing a smaller seminar as kind of a teach the teacher, so that they can go spread it to their operators, or we're renting a Holiday Inn large room, and the drivers, as many drivers as they can get in, come in, and there are benefits for everyone, who's either, ever driven. And this also applies to just walking down a busy street where people are walking at different speeds and looking down at their cell phones and all of that. So it's really good for everyone. And I tell that to folks that, yeah, of course, it's focused on the drivers. That's where your 10 to 30% and the savings that come with that kind of ROI, and that's where it's focused. But I say invite everyone. The more the merrier to get this message out. What I really want to do is spread this as a formula for peace. This is a peace spreading concept when it's implemented. And, I believe in that butterfly effect as well, that one wave in the rearview mirror that stops that, potential mini road rage, that has a wrinkle effect, and it goes out, and you just create a good mood in the guy behind you. And that he or she might go on and, try the old wave with someone else and let someone in that he or she wouldn't have, having come out of a mini road rage. And, hopefully the peace spreading element of this will take off.
So if our listeners want to have more information about you, where would they need to go?
Everything is at www.drivemetothink. That is the mental. drivemetothink.com.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to Safety FM.
Oh, I appreciate you having me, Dr. Allen. This was fun. I'm glad we got to speak about quantum physics.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
SafetyFM.com.
Could you imagine changing the derogatory incorrect information on your credit report by a click of a button? How would that make you feel? What if I told you this one book could change your credit history forever? The best part? It's yours, absolutely free. Go to issueswithcredit.com. No gimmicks, no information required. Just click on the link and download. Issueswithcredit.com. We're here to help. So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.